You're listening to WCRB In Concert with Mistral. I'm Alan McClellan, and I'm here with Julie Skolnick, the artistic director of Mistral, and she's helping us to kind of get all these pieces in context. And next, we have two pieces by Edward Elgar that I think are gorgeous.
I love them too, Alan. Chanson de matin and Salut d'amour, two very short, beautiful little gems that Elgar wrote that have been played by almost every instrument. And because we were doing an English program just recently, I searched for an arrangement with strings, and I came up with this one.
And these pieces just take me away to an Edwardian salon.
Yes, exactly. Me too. And in fact, I don't know if you noticed this, but it was on one of the Downton Abbey episodes.
Fantastic. So this may be familiar to many people. Chanson de matin and Salut d'amour, two pieces by Edward Elgar with Mistral.
Thank you.
Salut d'amour, and before that, Chanson de Matin by Edward Elgar. And we heard flutist Julie Skolnick with violinist Nurit Pacht and violist Jay Yu and cellist Adrian Doroff from a Mistral concert just this year. I'm Alan McClellan, and you're listening to WCRB in Concert. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can hear it at classicalwcrb.org. And next on the program, Dvorak's Second Piano Quintet. And this is a gorgeous piece, a masterpiece in the chamber music literature, played by members of Mistral, Sirita Kwok and Gabriela Diaz, violins, Molly Carr, viola, Mickey Katz, cello, and Sophie Skolnick-Brower, piano.
Thank you. Thank you.
Antonin Dvorak's Piano Quintet in A Major, Opus 81, played by members of Mistral. Sarita Kwok and Gabriela Diaz are the violinists, Molly Carr, the violist, and Mickey Katz, the cellist, with Sophie Skolnick-Brower, the pianist. And I'm here with Julie Skolnick, the artistic director of Mistral. I am interested that Sophie Skolnick-Brower has your name, and this is your daughter that you've brought into the fold here.
Yes, she's a professional musician like my son Sasha is as well. We play together sometimes.
It's wonderful that you can do this together, and she makes a fabulous contribution to this music. The next music on the program is a little different. This is Mistral going in a jazzier direction. Can you explain yourself?
Yes, definitely. Well, I decided to call one program just from this past September, Rondos, Rags, and Riffs. And the inspiration was the memory that as children, as when my sisters and I were little, we rebelled against our father in a different way than most girls our age. We played classical music and he played jazz. And we never allowed him, with his jazzy inflections, to sit in and read chamber music with us. And we groaned when he tuned his sax to the piano with his jazzy vibrato A. And we would cover our ears when he put on his Count Basie records, and we were just intolerable, horrible children. But and it took me decades to realize how cool jazz was. And today, the concert that I put together called Rondos, Rags, and Riffs was all about the jazz influences in classical music. It's really a tribute to the other world that I so pompously dismissed as a child.
Rondos, Rags, and Riffs was the name of this program back in September, and we're going to hear two selections from it. First, Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin in a piano and trumpet arrangement. Terry Everson is the trumpeter with Max Levinson at the piano.
Thank you. Thank you.
on WCRB In Concert, Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue for trumpet and piano. Terry Everson is the trumpeter there with Max Levinson piano in an arrangement by Timofey Dockscheiser.